And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh Radio program today. We want to say thank you to the folks at WMIE 91.5 FM for the ministry that they provide to Brevard County and letting us get the Word of God out. And thank you to the folks at Merit Assembly of God who bear much of the financial load of bringing this radio program to you. We're going to be in Hebrews chapter 10 today. Hebrews chapter 10, we're going to resume where we left off yesterday. We're going to start in verse number 23. My name's Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merit Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida, 32953. And even though there have been schedule disruptions and things like that, we're continuing to move forward with all sorts of things going on at Merit Assembly of God, and we continue to try and make our facilities more user-friendly, more efficient, and when all of these restrictions and everything move by, we're looking forward to being positioned to be a blessing in our community to an even greater degree than we ever have before. So thank you to them. By the way, if you are looking for other times that you might be able to listen to this program, we're on 10:30 of a morning on WWBC 1510. They also have some FM frequencies that are available in the southern part of the county. There's another frequency for the central part of the county and another frequency for the northern part of the county. And so if you can't get 1510 AM where you are, look on your FM dial. You might be able to find it on the FM dial for your region. Also, 5 o'clock of an evening, right back here on WMIE 91.5 FM. You can also listen to an on-demand feature that is provided through WMIEFM.com. Scroll all the way to the bottom of the page, click on Listen on Demand, and type in the date that you want to listen to, and it'll pull up several programs that are available there. And you can click on that date, click on Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs, and listen. You can either download it to your device or you can listen right then, whichever you prefer to do. So we're going to go back to Hebrews chapter 10, and we're going to read three verses this morning, verse 23, 24, and 25. And it says, "Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more, even as you see the day approaching." So we are going through Hebrews chapter 10. We're working towards the latter part of Hebrews chapter 10, where it says, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord." We're talking about things that are God's. And so much like a passage where God says, "I desire mercy, not sacrifice," that's found three times in the Word of God, once in the Old Testament, and then twice in the New Testament, Jesus says that to people. Once where he tells them, you need to go and learn what this means. And then a second, he says, "Today was test day and you didn't do it. You went back," and there are some different facets, it would be a good word, of the application of "I desire mercy, not sacrifice." Well, in Hebrews chapter 10, we see another application of "Vengeance is mine, says the Lord, I will repay." So we're working towards that. But in this study that we are doing concerning the things that belong to God, like vengeance is his, it belongs to him, we need to realize that there is also a responsibility on our part. A lot of people in an imbalanced teaching on grace that, as I would put it, or a hyper-emphasis on grace, they completely do away with any personal responsibility. Well, it's all by grace, and you know, my Heavenly Father, he just loves me so much, and he overlooks the fact that I'm a knucklehead in every area of my life. You know, and I am thankful for grace. We are saved by grace. It's not of works, lest any man should boast. But because we are saved, we do the work. We don't work to be saved. We work because we are saved. There are other people who don't want to put any sort of personal responsibility. They emphasize, hey, if God wants me to go to heaven, I'm going to go to heaven. If God doesn't want me to go to heaven, I'm not going to go to heaven. And it doesn't matter what I do. Nothing is going to change that fact. I want you to know that there is a personal responsibility. There are things that are ascribed to us for our responsibility. And so if I had a book that I was describing, these things belong to God, I would have a second book, and it would say, these are things that we are supposed to be doing. I want to encourage you during this time to be standing in faith. This is a little bit detached, but I want to encourage you to be standing in faith during this time. The just shall live by faith in the Old Testament, just shall live by faith in the New Testament, just shall live by faith in Martin Luther's time, and the just shall live by faith in 2020. We do need to be standing in faith. We need to be standing equipped with the full armor of God and having done all to stand. We need to be standing against spiritual adversaries. And right now in 2020, I can assure you, you have spiritual enemies that want to forever alter and ruin your life. And so we need to be standing equipped with the armor of God. And I would say that we also need to be standing in love. We need to be standing in love. It's not just one thing to be standing. We need to be standing with the motive that drives the actions of God, and that is this: for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. It was the love of Jesus that took him to the cross. And so I want to encourage you to be standing in love. So we're going to look today, verse 23, 24 and 25, at some of the responsibilities that we have, and I'm going to try and share some of the meanings of these words so that we can get a better understanding, and that way if you don't understand it in one phraseology, you may experience a breakthrough by thinking of it in slightly different terms. So let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. So in verse number 22, which we talked about, it's let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Now he says, hold fast the confession of our hope. That means to hold down, to hold fast, to hold tightly, to seize, or to retain. Okay? So I don't know if you have ever exerted yourself more than what is normal, and you go to bed at night and you're laying there and you finally get to that comfortable spot and you're just dozing off into sleep, when all of a sudden you get a Charlie horse in your leg that awakens you. It seizes the moment that you have. You just got relaxed and comfortable and asleep, and all of a sudden that muscle seized and it got your attention, and it awakened you out of that slumber state, and you wanted nothing more than to get that which had just grabbed your attention to let go of it. I want to encourage you that we need to have that same intentionality towards seizing, what does it say here? The confession of our hope. The confession of our hope. So, you know, it could be to possess, to retain, to stay, to seize on. But we need to have a firm grasp of that hope. You know, I don't know if you've ever seen movies where people are holding on and they say, I can't hold on any longer. You don't have any options. You know, if you're hanging from a branch and there's nothing but a a steep decline, a cliff, or a very steep descent underneath you, you've got no other options. Hold on. Jesus turned to the disciples when everybody else fled from him because of a hard teaching, and he said, "Do you want to go as well?" And Peter said, "Where can we go? No one else has the words of eternal life but you. If everybody else leaves, I'm still going to hang on. I'm still going to hold on. I'm going to seize it. I'm going to retain it. God gave it to me, and I want to possess that." And so it says, "Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering." And so I will tell you this, that the predominant phraseology of that is without wavering, but another one translation puts it without swerving. Now, I like that, because waver, you know, can have one application, but swerving is something that I can get my mind around when I'm driving down the road. I was driving down the interstate the other day. I had to go to the airport to pick someone up. And as I was driving down the road, right in the middle of the lane, there was a piece of automobile debris. It was a substantial piece. The car that I drive does not have a lot of distance between the bottom of my car and the road, so going over that was not a possibility. I had to make sure that I got over, and so I tend to look down the road quite a ways, so I just managed to change lanes. But as I was driving down the road, I looked into my rearview mirror to see how other people are going to respond, and I see this car that's, you know, it finally realizes there's a piece of debris, and it moves over, but there was somebody right behind him, and he was going to have to swerve to miss that obstacle. We cannot deviate from our path when it comes to holding fast or seizing the confession of our hope. It is the hope that we profess. Now, one of our 16 fundamental truths is the blessed hope that Jesus is coming again. Jesus is coming again. We believe that. We consider that a very central element to our faith, because it's said in the Word of God that he's coming again, and so we believe that. And with everything else that we see going on right now, it makes me realize that Hebrews chapter 10 is not just a great passage to study, it is a very now passage. It's something that you see right now. We need to realize that, as it says there in verse number 25, that the day, meaning the day of the Lord or the day of his returning, is fast approaching. Now is not the time to be playing spiritual games. Now is the time to be very serious about your faith, to seize on to the hope, which biblical hope is not wishful thinking. Biblical hope is a steadfast confidence that you have in the Word of God and in the God of the Word. So we look at it and see hope, and we say, well, I hope I get something good for my birthday. That's not what biblical hope is at all. Biblical hope is a confidence that, according to Hebrews here, is something that is expressed in the words of your mouth. Okay? So when I go home at night, I don't hope my wife decides that she's going to come home tonight. I have confidence that she's going to come, because we are walking in covenant together. We're walking in covenant together. I think that covenant is an extremely important principle, and one that too many people want to put all of the responsibility upon God, and they don't want to do any of the holding, any of the retaining, any of the seizing upon, and any of the proclaiming or the speaking or the professing that says, look, I've got this confidence. So several years ago, you know, I'm going to say 11, 12 years ago, something like that, there was bad news that hit the business community of Merritt Island and the number of employees that were going to be out at the Space Center, which is now rebounded. But I remember having an annual business meeting when we were facing all of those job losses in our community, which is, you know, when there's a job that's lost out at Space Center, I think that they said that there was two or two and a half jobs created in the community as a result of that. So you were looking at, you know, people moving out of the area because they got to provide for their family. And I remember that annual business meeting that I stood up and just sensed the Spirit of God saying, this is not the time to shrink back. This is the time to move forward. It's that same mindset that we have taken in 2020 that says, this is not the time to throw in the towel. It's not the time to give up. It is the time to position yourself to be a blessing to Merritt Island and Brevard County and Florida and the United States and around the world. Jesus has been good to us, and we want to be a blessing. So you have to hold fast to the confession of hope. It is a hope that you profess. Another translation puts it as the profession of our faith. So they substitute the word hope for faith. And another one says, you cherish it, you confess it, and you acknowledge that hope. So I remember when my wife and I were going to get married, and for all of the length of time that we were engaged, we kept looking forward with confidence to the day that was coming. Now, I tell you, that day seemed like it was taking forever to get here, but now days just keep flying by. But I can tell you this, God orders our steps and he directs our path. He's the one that is in control of the timing. And so we can hold fast and acknowledge the confidence that we have in God. I've told you before about a pastor that I was discussing some end time events with several years ago, and he just said, Bob, the word of God has got to come to pass. It's going to come to pass in your lifetime or my lifetime. He's passed away now, but it's going to come to pass. And so right now, you know, people always looked and said, how can the entire world deem that you cannot buy or sell? Well, now you see that there are entities that are using their clout and their might and their technology, and they are either empowering people to do business, or they are shackling them or preventing them from being able to even have a simple financial transaction. Who would have thought at one point in time that the Bible would say that your sins would be proclaimed from the rooftops, and now everybody understands that there are frequencies that are going, technology has enabled transmissions to go all the way through the world, so you can do something in secret, and it can be broadcast from the rooftops before you even say boo. The Word of God is not a book of theory. It is a book of events that are going to take place that you and I just haven't seen take place yet, but it is going to come to pass. And so I want to encourage you to assume that responsibility. As I was talking about or thinking about this responsibility, I was reminded of a story. It's not a fictitious story. It was an actual event that took place where a 30-year-old man who had a child literally sued his parents or his parents took him to court because he just wouldn't do anything. He wouldn't assume any responsibility. He wouldn't assume responsibility to go and get a job. He was 30 years old. He was a father, and yet he was still behaving as if he was entitled. I seem to remember another story where a person sued his parents for support, but I think that one was overseas, where he was on up there in years. We're not talking about a college-age kid or anything like that. He's like, look, it is my parents' responsibility to meet my needs, no matter how old I get. Well, I want you to understand that's a faulty way of thinking. We have a responsibility. Hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering. And here's the reason. For he who promised is faithful. For he who promised is faithful. That means he's reliable. It means that he can be trusted. And he can be, he is faithful to his promise, and he's faithful to his word. So I will tell you, I'm a little excited right now. Excited and just also not knowing exactly what's going to come next. But 27 years ago, God gave us a word, a plan of action at Merit Assembly of God, and we are getting very, very close to having completed that particular aspect of the assignment. That doesn't mean that our ministry is done at Merit Assembly of God. It just means, okay, God, you said when we would do this, that this would take place. And so I'm excited because I'm looking forward to the promise of God being fulfilled at Merit Assembly of God. I am also excited because this, I know that when you have been faithful in one assignment, he is going to give you another assignment so that you can be faithful in that. So I'm going to be listening for the voice of God saying, okay, God, what is next here at Merit Assembly of God? You know, We've beautified just about everything that we can beautify. There's a few little loose ends and details and things like that, but we are getting there. We are so close. I can taste it, and I'm just constantly excited about not just having facilities that are pleasing to the eye, but I'm excited because God is faithful. He makes a promise and he cannot lie. He utters his word. He says what he means. He means what he says, and it's going to come to pass. I know somebody right now that has clung to promises, and they are seeing the promises of God fulfilling in their life, and they are so excited about it. Does it mean that they know every detail? No. Does it mean that new adventure is going to be free from challenge? Absolutely not. Listen, challenges are where your faith grows. Challenges are where your faith grows. And so I've had this discussion with people. We're not going to get all the way through 23, 24, and 25. We're going to get through 23 today. But I've had this discussion with people concerning Bible college. Now, my daughters went to a Bible college here in Florida. My son is doing an online Bible college now. I think his wife is as well. And, I went to a Bible college in Missouri, or misery, as I put it. It was a Bible college that was in existence for a long time before I got there. And I lived in one of the original buildings. It did not have central heat and air. It had a boiler in the basement for the entire building. And I'm not sure that it had air conditioning at all. And it didn't even have bathrooms for each room. It had bathrooms for the entire hall. So you had four wings and two bathrooms, I think. Anyway, you didn't have the most luxurious of accommodations. And so they had built a new one, and everybody, as soon as they could, got out of the old one to move into the new building because it was nicer. You only had to share a bathroom with three other people, and you had air conditioning and heat and all of that sort of stuff. But you know what I remember about Bible College was the toughness that you had to experience and develop and to grow through in the original building. You know, when they turned on the boiler, it made the entire building hot. There was a blizzard going on outside, and we had the windows open because it was just so hot on the inside. And I said, look, we are not training people to serve in a resort. We are training people to serve in the ministry, on the front lines of spiritual warfare, to see people born again into the kingdom of God. We're looking to see prisoners of war set free and walk in the freedom that God wants them. And so I don't look at adversity. I mean, the things that we've gone through at Merit Assembly of God, they weren't all luxurious or anything like that. But I don't want to go back and relive those because we got through them victoriously. But I will tell you, it's in those places of adversity where you build your faith and say, you know what? My next test is not going to be a repeat of this one, and my next test is not going to be even be easier than this one. I'm going to have to develop more faith for the next battle so I can see an even greater victory, which will lead me to more faith, bigger battles, and more victories. So I want to encourage you today, hold fast the confession of your hope without wavering or without swerving, for he who promised is faithful. You can trust him, and he will see you through. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, meritassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to meritassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
I know I'm in this world. I live living sacrifice here in this moment.